The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
NFL Live, presented by USAA. 4 o'clock on the East Coast, and we've got some major breaking news directly into NFL Live. The man who brought us the story, Adam Schefter, joins us as we have been watching for nearly 1 week. Where would Odell Beckham Jr. end up? We are finally nearing an answer. And for more information, we bring in Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter, what more can you tell us about Odell Beckham Jr. and his decision on where he will next play football?
Field Odell Beckham Jr. currently is finalizing a deal to go play with the Los Angeles Rams. They're in the final stages of getting that deal done, but the full expectation is that he's going to be a Los Angeles Ram, joining players such as Von Miller and Jalen Ramsey, who the Rams also have traded for in the past. Odell Beckham Jr. is a free agent. He has been talking to other teams like the Green Bay Packers, like the Kansas City Chiefs, like the New Orleans Saints. There are people who thought he could wait for a decision, but essentially, he is finalizing a deal with the Rams. He is expected to be a Los Angeles Ram. The Rams, a short time ago, put up an announcement, but they subsequently take it down because I think they want Odell to just essentially sign off on the deal before anything's said. But the understanding from all sides is that Odell is expected to be a Los Angeles Ram here shortly.
Shefty, if he was playing with a different team that's playing on Sunday, I might not even bother asking this question. But given the fact that the Rams play on Monday Night Football, do you believe there is any chance we could see OBJ suit up for them?
Well, why couldn't you put in a small package of plays for Odell Beckham Jr. in a primetime game on Monday night? What better outlet, what better time than to have him debut? If he's signed and he's on the roster and he's in playing shape, which he has been, why would you not find some type of role for him? And again, I think the people on the set could better address this, how difficult that transition would be to play a few plays. But again, assuming this deal does get done later today, as is expected now, yeah, that would be the expectation. I would think that maybe he would be out there for a few plays.
Shefty, great stuff, and you're not going anywhere. A loaded hour of NFL Live is ahead. And Shefty has been on this, as he has been every NFL story throughout this season. Dan Orlovsky, I want to turn right to you. I have Marcus Spears with me as well. We'll get multiple voices throughout the show. What was your initial reaction to this news that Odell Beckham Jr., with the entire lay of the land ahead of him, decided to choose a deal with the Los Angeles Rams?
Yeah, an unstoppable offense just became more unstoppable. You know, this is an offense that loves to throw the football with Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay. It also told me that Odell was okay with not being the focal point. Mm. He wanted to go just be a piece in this offense because this is an offense that has Cooper Kupp, who's one of the top five receivers in all of football.
It's been best this year.
Robert Woods, who's one of the top 15 offensive pieces in all of football that they love to get the ball to. Tyler Higbee's a good tight end. Van Jefferson's a young, promising receiver. So Odell chose to go to a place that certainly has a dynamic offense that's going to win a lot of football games. That's going to be in a playoff hunt and a Super Bowl hunt. And he just wanted to go be a piece. And I think the most appealing aspect of it for Odell had to be Matthew Stafford. He has never had a quarterback as talented as he has now going to the Rams. And he's never had an offensive system or a coach that views players the way he's got with Sean McVay right now. So in many ways, I go, well, why did he choose to go to a place where he's not going to be the focal point? And I sit here and think about it more and more, and I think he still believes that he's a dynamic talent, and he doesn't need 15 touches or 15 targets a game. He's going to make the best of his 5 or 6 targets a game. He believes that his talent will be proven more than strictly I need touches.
We'll get more from Marcus Spears in just a matter of moments, but think about this team he is joining, the Los Angeles Rams. You take a look at some of the eye-popping stats from this team this season. Already 5th in points per game, 2nd in total QBR. Dan was just referencing how outstanding Matthew Stafford has been. They're 2nd in yards per play. Swagoo, this is the rich getting richer.
Yeah.
So we just talked about why OBJ may have chosen the Rams. Let me ask you, what does this mean for an already outstanding Rams offense?
Well, it's phenomenal, and look no further than what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did and the influence that Tom Brady had on a lot of guys wanting to join that roster. That's what this is about. The Matthew Stafford trade is paying double portion dividends in this particular situation. And understanding how to work with the number of stars, to Dan's point with Sean McVay. And also, it's beyond football. OBJ, I think, makes home in L.A. It's more comfortable. He's in the confines. He's in a city that offers a lot as well outside of football. And leaving Cleveland, going to L.A., I think a lot of people would enjoy doing that, not to throw any shade on Cleveland. But when he left there, I'm sure La La Land had a lot of appeal to him and how he lives. So it's a lot of things. But when you get to the field and you start thinking about, what does this look like? What does this remind me of? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they signed Jason Pierre-Paul and Ndamukong Suh. The Los Angeles Rams signed Von Miller. The Los Angeles Rams went and traded for a quarterback. Different circumstance than when Tom Brady decided to sign with Tampa Bay. This is a poker table. All the poker chips are in the L.A. Rams corner, and they pushing them all in. Now, I believe what this does, and I want to hear Dan on this. This adds more pressure to Sean McVay to get this thing done. This is more pressure on the Los Angeles Rams and Matthew Stafford and this football team. Remember, guys, this is years worth of moves like this being made in order to do one thing, win a Super Bowl. And we heard Bill Belichick allude to it when he was going through this thing with Tom Brady. I did all of that to win Super Bowls. I got them. I'm going to have a down year. I'm not going to have draft picks. I'm going to make a big splash when the time is right for free agency. I got to think that that is the way the Los Angeles Rams are thinking, not only with the Odell Beckham Jr. move, but with the things that led up to this. But Matthew Stafford deserves a small little check, because I'm sure that had a lot of influence on Odell Beckham Jr. going to L.A.
Yeah, it is unquestionably Super Bowl or bust in Los Angeles right now. If it wasn't before, it is now. There is no longer an organization that has more pressure on it than the Rams. There's no longer a head coach that has more pressure on him than Sean McVay. And there's no longer a quarterback who has more pressure on him than Matthew Stafford. Now, I do think it's important to, like, take this to the field for a little bit, right? So I think, first of all, the conversation over the past couple years surrounding Odell has been, well, is he good anymore? We're about to find out, because there is, again, there is no more excuse to can he play or not. The offensive system is spectacular. There is not a football team in the NFL that uses more empty set, meaning five wide receiver options on the field, than the Los Angeles Rams. This is not a run-based offense like he was a part of in Cleveland. We're going to find out if he's any good. There is no, he has not played with a quarterback. Baker Mayfield is not Matthew Stafford. Right. Let me make that abundantly clear, okay? So he's going to have a quarterback now that can make any necessary throw on the field. You need a 60-yard ball to go down the middle of the field on a big post? You got it. You need a ball to get fit into a tight window? You got it. The quarterback can make that. So we're going to have a lot of questions answered. And I think about a lot of guys. A lot of people thought Sean McVay was this brilliant coach 3 or 4 years ago. And then a little bit of flatline at some point, right? Matthew Stafford's the guy that can't win the big games. He's just a stat batter. We're going to have that question. I mean, there's a lot of questions going to get answered. Can Odell play anymore? It's going to be a big question. They have to win the Super Bowl. The Los Angeles Rams, with this addition, have no excuse not to win. Not to make it, they have to win the Super Bowl.
Win. Swagoo, right. I can't recall a team, and maybe this is just being a prisoner of the moment, that has been more all in for a Super Bowl than the Rams appear to be this year. But I want to ask you quickly about the idea of OBJ proving he's still an elite player. Is this the right spot for him to do so, or could he have had an opportunity to shine elsewhere where he wasn't going to have to compete for targets with Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp and five or six really talented pieces in that offense?
Yeah, babyface, I did not think this was the place for him. And, you know, both you, Dan, and you know, I've been screaming Kansas City, because I thought he could go there and actually impact that offense to where you could see a difference in how they start to operate. Obviously, we know the woes that the Kansas City Chiefs are going through right now from an offensive standpoint. And, yes, I said run the football more, but it also allows you to have a guy that can win one-on-ones. And I would be in the mindset that he would get a number of those with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce being occupied by defenses. But when you look at this Rams move, and when you think about how this should shake out, this is all about Sean McVay and how he's going to deploy these guys? How is he going to draw up opportunities for Odell Beckham Jr., as well as Cooper Kupp still having the type of impact that he's having on the season? It's the same thing we say with Kevin Stefanski. How are you going to dial this up? And then we'll see if they can execute.
Let's get Shefty back here in the mix. Of course, Shefty reported this information first. Odell Beckham Jr. to the Rams. Shefty, what more can you tell us about the situation in general? And then this has been a few days of us waiting for an Odell Beckham Jr. decision. How did this all come together?
Well, again, essentially, Field, again, I remember to when the Rams traded for Matthew Stafford. The idea was last year the Tampa Bay Buccaneers became the first team in NFL history to host a Super Bowl in their own home stadium and win it. And the Rams said, we are going to try to take a page from the Buccaneers playbook and do the very same thing, trading for Matthew Stafford, trading a couple of weeks ago for Von Miller, and now finalizing a deal with Odell Beckham Jr. Again, people saying he's going to wait, people saying he's narrowing his choices. He's going to be a Los Angeles Ram. And just moments ago, LeBron James officially welcomed Odell Beckham Jr. to Los Angeles. Odell Beckham Jr. is expected to get this deal done, and now the question will become how much he helps the offense. Does he play on Monday Night Football? But OBJ is going to be a Los Angeles Ram. Yeah,
once again, Shefty reported this first, that he is going to be a Los Angeles Ram. Did not waver. He is going to be a Ram. It's some time here, Dan, so we just talked about this with Swagoo, what it means for him. Now, as you sort of take stock of the Rams relative to the rest of the NFC, we know they're the most all-in, and you just talked about the pressure.
Yeah.
Are they actually the best team in the NFC? Because they might not, they may not even be the best team in their division. They got stumped once by the Arizona Cardinals.
No, I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. I've kind of stayed that way. Yeah, it's close. I mean, we believe that the Buccaneers are really good once they get healthy, but this definitely puts them over the edge. And this, you know, I think this is a little bit similar to some of the signings that we've seen. Even with Von Miller on the defensive side, they know that Arizona is going to score, right? Mm-hmm. If you're looking at your division, who do we have to beat in our division? Well, Arizona. Can we slow them down? No. So can we try and outscore them? This is a little bit of an addition. I think it's important to point out, too, that, you know, OBJ is going to often be matched up with the third or fourth best corner on teams. And now defenses are going to have to go, okay, if we want to pay attention to Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, then we've got to, you know, put third or fourth corners on OBJ. Well, what happens if OBJ starts to play well? Then Cooper Kupp is going to get more favorable matchups. And so I think this – let make no bones about it. This was a really, really good football team. Yeah. This was a NFC favorite. If they played to their level of football, this was the NFC favorite to come out of the NFC and go to the Super Bowl this year. This 100% puts them over the top. Odell doesn't need – they don't need Odell from 2015. Mm. They don't.
Yeah.
They need Odell to be an upgrade of Van Jefferson, who's a young player at wide receiver. If Odell gives them four or five catches a game, don't forget this is a team that loves to throw perimeter screens as well.
Sure.
So you're talking about a guy that, hey, can you give us one deep ball a game? Can you go create a little bit out in the perimeter when our guy escapes out of the pocket? Can we give you a short pass and go make it long? And the big thing I want everyone to understand at home when we're talking about all these empty sets, all you do is create space for guys. Mm-hmm. So if he's the dynamic athlete in a little bit that he was in the past, he's going to have a lot of room to work. So I agree with Marcus. I thought there was better places if he wanted to go be the guy.
Right.
But if he's okay being just a piece, man, he's got a big-time quarterback in offense.
So Swag is our defensive guy on the show. He's versatile, but obviously played defense in the NFL. Swagoo, if you're a defensive coordinator or a defensive lineman, other than the power of prayer, what are you looking towards when you're trying to slow down this Rams offense? Does it start with still Cooper Kupp? Is it we got to pay a little bit of attention to everybody? Yeah. Can OBJ be that guy? Because there was a time where he was the most feared receiver in the NFL.
Buddy, let me tell you something, babyface. All right, you got to pick your poison. This is something Jimbo Fisher used to say when I was at LSU. Mm. You got to pick your poison and hope that the other poison ain't as potent. Okay, because that's the situation that they're in right now. We've seen Tampa do this. We saw Tampa, we see AB catch three touchdowns 1 week.
Yeah.
The next week is Chris Godwin. The next week is Mike Evans. And next week it could be Gronk or O.J. Howard. This is what it's set up to be. So when Sean McVay is preparing for teams, he's just going to exploit matchups. And to Dan's point, when you get down to that third or fourth corner, and he got to face Odell Beckham Jr. one-on-one for a large majority of the game because you're concerned about Cooper Kupp and Rob Woods and the scheme from Sean McVay getting you, That is when it starts to take hold. The one slow part I have about all of this, because we know the talent is there, we know the roster is real, and we know they have a great quarterback. We still have to see if it works. All right. And I know you devise a plan. Sean McVay is not going to be late. He probably was already thinking about it before this even came to fruition. I'm just excited to see how they deploy these guys. Is Odell Beckham Jr. considerably, in Sean McVay's mind, a way better upgrade over DeSean Jackson? Is he a guy that's going to take the top off of a defense? Or is he a guy that's going to work the field when he finds those one-on-one matchups? It's a lot of things you can do with him. Remember, this was one of the generational talents at wide receiver that we saw early in a career. If they can get half of that, along with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, then you cooking with grease, brother.
Yeah.
And as a defensive coordinator, the only hope you have is what the Tennessee Titans did. You better get home with four.
Yeah, I don't really have many doubts, Marcus and Field, about if this can work on the field, football-wise, X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is going to be, can Sean McVay not be a great coach, but almost a great psychologist? Can you manage all these personalities? Can you manage all these moving parts to keep everybody happy, both individually and winning? And also Matthew Stafford, can he play quarterback without the pressure of, I got to get certain people the ball, just play the play, right? That is going to be the biggest deal, whether this works or not.
And we, as we all know, the first opportunity is Monday Night Football.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome to NFL Live, presented by USAA. We are back with major breaking news. And if you didn't trust Shefty, well, that was not a good call. You could trust the Rams, as the Rams themselves have taken to Twitter to announce, welcome to OBJ. As OBJ has a nice ring to it. OBJ in LA, that is. The Rams announced that they have agreed to terms with the former Giants and Browns wide receiver, the man who broke this news initially, of course, is Adam Schefter. And Schefty, they announced that they have agreed to terms, did the Rams, with Odell Beckham Jr. What, if anything, do we know about the contract he is signing with them?
It's a one-year deal, and I think there'll be a lot of incentives in there. I don't think it's going to be a high-paying deal. I think it'll be closer to the minimum type of deal, Field, as we await the full details of the contract. But that seemed to be mostly the range that many of the teams were in. There were a couple of teams that were willing to offer more than that and go outside that range. But I think on the teams that Odell Beckham Jr. was focused on, this is essentially where the deal is going to be, with a lot of incentives. And this goes back to really last week, when he and his agent, Zeke Sandu, negotiated their way out of Cleveland, got the last 2 years lopped off the deal, and essentially avoided having a converted contract on waivers where it would have been easier for him to claim. So Odell Beckham Jr. was granted his freedom, and his freedom gave him the first time in his career to choose where he wanted to go. It wasn't like the Giants drafting him, Cleveland trading for him. He could pick where he wanted to go. And we know that Green Bay was interested. We know that there were other teams like New Orleans and New England and Seattle also interested, Kansas City. But in the end, Odell Beckham Jr. spent an awful lot of time in Los Angeles. And I think Sean McVay can be very persuasive. I think that team has been ultra aggressive with all the moves that they've made. They know the Super Bowl is on their home field. And I think when the Rams come calling, there has to be something in Odell Beckham Jr. that says, this is a place that I really do want to go. He gets to work with Matthew Stafford. And now the question is, will he play Monday night on Monday Night Football against the 49ers? But it's going to be a one-year deal with the Rams. He'll be a free agent again after the season, but the one-year deal is done.
Sheffy, I'm glad you mentioned that he plays on Monday night, because it's time now for us to welcome in a part of the Monday Night Football broadcast team, the great Lewis Riddick, who always has valuable insights. And Lewis, when you saw this news from Sheffy some 20 or so minutes ago, what was your initial reaction on Odell Beckham Jr. choosing the Los Angeles Rams?
Yeah, Phil, I mean, I think I was as surprised as anyone else. But I think what it did was it gave you some insight as to what exactly Odell prioritizes. Right now it's about location, culture, long-term opportunity. Location being out there in L.A. I mean, they're trying to, like, bring back the Showtime Lakers type of attitude and atmosphere out there. Culture, look, Sean McVay is one of the best culture builders and culture maintainers in the NFL. He's a charismatic individual who really does have both a short-term vision and a long-term vision, and he can sell that as well as anyone. And then as far as opportunity, he has an opportunity to win now with this football team as it's presently comprised, and then really reap the benefits long-term, even if he isn't the number one guy and the number one option out there, simply because when you get to the field and think about the X and O component of this, this is a team that, you know, we talk about teams being multiple as far as, you know, a three-phase operation, offense, defense, and special teams. Well, within this offense, it's like defending two different offenses. And I'm not just talking about run and pass. I'm talking about first and second down as opposed to third down. And what it does is it creates opportunities in so many different ways for players that I think for him, he says, look, I don't really need to be the number one option because of how multiple this offense is. It's a very different offense in terms of what it looks like when the quarterback is under center versus what the quarterback looks like when he's in gun. When the quarterback is under center, the amount of motions that they use and the tempo with which they work at creates so many open opportunities in the passing game and the running game that he figures, I'm going to get my shots down the field. I'll get my shots on jet sweeps. I'll get my shots on wide receiver screens. And then when we spread you out and go gun, they may put five of us on the football field. Now, what are you going to do then? What are you going to do as long as they can protect Matthew Stafford? And with Matthew's ability to process, get the ball out quickly, manipulate defenders the way he does, he's looking at this in multiple different ways. Obviously, the money didn't matter to him. What mattered to him was location, the culture, and the opportunity both short and long term to win a championship short term, and then long term, cash in, whether that be in L.A., if Les Snead can continue to be a magician with this salary cap, which I can't wait to look at how he's going to do all this. Or long-term, I'm going to cash in and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I think for him, look, it was a smart move on his part. Great sell job on the part of the Rams to get him there. I can't wait. He just needs to play on Monday night so we can talk about it.
Yeah, well, it should be a fun one on Monday. Let Lewis Riddick will, of course, be a part of the broadcast team as he is. Thanks for your insight here, Lewis. Much appreciated on NFL Live. You may have heard the news. Odell Beckham Jr. finalizing a deal with the Los Angeles Rams. More perspective from Dan Swagoo and the crew coming up next here on NFL Live.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Time now to check in at the Domino's pregame headquarters as Coley Harvey gets us ready for tonight's Ravens-Dolphins matchup. Coley, Lamar Jackson seems to be getting better each week, but tonight's matchup should make him feel even more comfortable than usual. Why is that?
Well, Phil, when Lamar Jackson was asked earlier this week about the last time he played here in South Florida, he didn't really want to speak about himself. He paused for a moment and then referred to his teammate, Hollywood Brown, who had two touchdown receptions in the week one win over the Dolphins here in 2019. That was a 59-10 win for the Ravens. But Lamar Jackson played well in that game himself. He threw five touchdown passes, had a perfect passer rating, and it's something about home. This is, of course, just 30 minutes away from where Lamar Jackson grew up, and that was the first time that he played in South Florida as a pro. This will be the second time. The key to that victory for the Ravens was a fast start. It's the same thing that Lamar Jackson is wanting to see out of his team today. They scored 21 points in the first quarter of that game. This season alone, the Ravens are averaging just 3 points in the first quarter. So Jackson saying this week he wants to see his team start and finish games the exact same way. It is worth noting on the other side of the field, the Dolphins going through a little bit of a quarterback quandary of their own as their starter. Tua Tagovailoa is a game-time decision right now with the finger injury on his throwing hand. And I will note that it's beginning to rain here in Miami. Rain is in the forecast at times tonight during the ball game, so that could be a key. Can he grip a wet football? We'll be seeing if the Dolphins are monitoring that as they get ready for Tua in pregame warmups.
Great start from Coley, and rain, of course, is a daily ritual in South Florida. We've got major breaking news into NFL Live. It comes from Adam Schefter, who himself broke the story just before the show went on the air. Schefter, what can you tell us about the decision that Odell Beckham Jr. has made?
Location, location, location. Obviously, Los Angeles was tremendously appealing, along with the idea of playing with Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey, some players that he's known for a while. And I think players got on the phone, helped convince him, recruit him to Los Angeles. And now Los Angeles makes another bold play a couple of weeks after they trade second and third round draft picks to Denver for Von Miller. And the Rams like to lurk in the background on these deals, come from nowhere, swoop in. It's exactly what they did with Odell Beckham Jr., who drew interest from, amongst other teams, the Packers, the Saints, the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Seahawks, other teams out there that inquired about his interest in coming to their respective cities. But ultimately, he chose Los Angeles. He is going to sign a one-year deal. And the fact of the matter is, Field, he's giving up money to do it. He essentially got his freedom from Cleveland. Him and his agent, Zeke Sandu, negotiated their way out of Cleveland last week, got the last 2 years locked off his contract, prevented him from being claimed on waivers by avoiding having some of his money being converted, and essentially now he is going to be a Los Angeles Ram. Also, she mentioned some other breaking news today. Earlier today, the Carolina Panthers reached agreement with Cam Newton, and that deal is now official, Field. As a short time ago, Cam Newton officially passed his physical. And so the Panthers' all-time leading passer, man who's led them to the Super Bowl, is now back in Carolina with Sam Darnold out up to 6 weeks. They figured it was time to go back to Cam Newton, and that's what the Panthers did today. It's official now that he's passed his physical, Field.
Great stuff, Shefty. And who says you can't come home?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
News in NFL Live, and no better person to ask about that news than Adam Schefter, who broke the news approximately 1 hour ago. Adam Schefter, Odell Beckham Jr. has made his decision. He's a Los Angeles Ram. How did it go down?
Well, Phil, we saw a lot of upsets on Sunday, and I think we saw another upset today because a lot of people were not expecting the Rams to get the deal done, and they were not expecting the deal to get done today. They thought it could go through the weekend, but Los Angeles, the Rams have finalized a one-year deal with Odell Beckham Jr., who I think wanted to go to Los Angeles and play with some of the players that he's got a lot of respect for, men like Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey, and let's not forget Matthew Stafford, the quarterback that the Rams traded up to get. He becomes the latest star to join Hollywood. There were other teams also interested, the Packers, the Saints, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, others as well. But Odell Beckham Jr. ultimately wanted to be in Los Angeles, a place he has trained during the offseason. And so who would have thought a couple of weeks after the Rams trade for Von Miller, now they sign Odell Beckham Jr.
And Shefty, always Johnny on the spot, has his two Monday Night Football helmets behind him, the Los Angeles Rams over his left shoulder. They will play host to the 49ers they play at San Francisco on Monday night. Looking forward to that matchup. Shefty, thanks for your insight throughout the show. Let's ask Marcus Spears about this one. And Swaggy, I want to ask you this question. May be simple, but may have a complicated answer. Is this the best fit for Odell Beckham Jr.?
No, I don't think so, Phil. And in my personal opinion, I thought Kansas City was right for Odell Beckham Jr., not only to go help that offense, but to resurrect himself, because he still would have got some of those matchups we're talking about with the Los Angeles Rams. But what I will say is this, being a former football player, and Dan and Lou can relate to this, peace of mind sometimes overcomes all of those things, man. And sometimes you make a decision based on where you're going to be mentally healthy as well as playing the game of football. It's a lot of things outside of this game that take a toll on you, man. And I think we get so bogged down in talking about on the field that when we look at decisions being made and it's kind of surprising to everybody, you got to really look a little bit deeper and search for those things that allow you to be a good football player beyond just showing up to the facility and playing on the field. I think that had a lot to do with this as well.
Organizationally, the Los Angeles Rams, when they made a decision to move on from Jared Goff and then go get Matthew Stafford, it was because they thought Matthew could lead them to a Super Bowl.
Right.
You make this trade because after having Matthew in your organization for the last 6 months, you know Matthew can lead you to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And you understand that adding another piece like this that basically comes to you for free in many ways, for free, only makes you a better football team. That you have unwavering trust that the quarterback, the reason you make this trade or you sign, make this signing is because of the quarterback. You know that he's actually better than what you had initially thought when you made the trade. I promise you that's what Sean McVay and Les Snead think. And they realize, we know we can go win the Super Bowl this year. And adding Odell Beckham only enhances the opportunity to do that. I think Odell sat back and said, okay, with all the teams that I'm looking at, if I go to the Green Bay Packers that I thought was a good situation, well, they run the ball a ton. Oh, okay, I don't want to do that. If I go to the New England Patriots, I also thought that was a good – they run the ball a ton. Nobody throws more three-receiver sets out on the football field than the Los Angeles Rams. So even though Cooper Kupp is great and Robert Woods is great and Van Jefferson is an up-and-coming star, they're gonna rotate all these guys.
Right.
And Odell's going to go, there's plenty of snaps. I'm going to be on the field for 45, 50 snaps a game, and I got a coach that knows how to use me and a quarterback that can make throws that – a handful of guys in the NFL can make. And I think that's why Marcus's point of off-the-field stuff is 100% accurate. But I think he just sat back and said, I've never played in an offense like this, and I've never played with a quarterback like this. The Rams have gone all in multiple times this year. Mm-hmm. If they don't win the Super Bowl, it is an utter failure for the head coach and the quarterback.
So, Swaggo, I'll ask you this, as we are around the two-minute warning, so to speak, of our show. If you're stacking or handicapping the NFC, how does it look? And are the Rams the prohibitive favorites to make the Super Bowl?
Hell no. It's still the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for me until somebody knock them off. Because the same things we're saying about the Los Angeles Rams, we can say about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, especially when they get healthy. And the thing about that team is that they played together longer than these teams. Mm-hmm. Dallas, yes, everybody knows how much I love the Cowboys. But I picked at the beginning of the season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Chiefs to meet in the Super Bowl. I talked about the Rams being in the NFC Championship, and all you got to do is get there. Everybody know, you get to the dance, anything can happen. And I'm excited about this move with OBJ, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still the team to beat in the NFC, in my opinion, once they get fully healthy.
You don't believe that. Just because they won the Super Bowl last year, things have changed this year.
What?
The Rams are the team to beat. Come on.
What?
Things have changed. This ain't last year.
How in the world? Bro, this is your Matthew Stafford connection, bro. I don't know how in the hell you going to talk about the Rams the team to beat and Tom Brady playing better than he played last year when they won the Super Bowl.
We could have a
Matthew
whole other
Stafford,
hour.
Matthew Stafford, he's playing just as good as Tom, if not better.
Well,
more talented.
I ain't saying Matthew Stafford ain't playing good. Who you going to bet on, Tom Brady or Matthew Stafford?
I'll be rude for one more second and just say two words. Arizona Cardinals, they're in this thing as well. We could have a whole nother hour on this conversation. But it's time for one more thing, and it's an important one because it's Veterans Day. So we want to thank those who have served our country, including those who work on this show. First, we start with the great Sal Palantonio, who served 5 years in the Pacific Fleet and did three tours at sea on two U.S. Navy ships. Next is Chris Mortensen. We love you, Morty. Whose two-year duty in the Army ended in 1972. We'd also like to thank the veterans behind the scenes who help bring NFL Live to your screen every single day. Bart Baker, Anthony Barney, Steve Israel, Brian Metzger, Eric Robinson, and Ian West Sr. Thank you for your service. You are beyond description. We appreciate all those who have served, are serving, and will serve our country one day. We're not the show without the people behind the show, Dano and Marcus.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you to our military. Your service is incredible. Thank you.
It truly doesn't feel like enough when we say it, but thank you, guys.
Well said, Swaggoo and Dan. NFL Live, back tomorrow.